But don't take any of this for granted. It was only yesterday that you outsiders to God's way had no idea of any of this. Didn't know the first thing about the way God works. Hadn't the faintest idea of Christ. You knew nothing of the riches that God's covenant and promises in Israel. Hadn't a clue what God was doing in the world at large. Now, because of Christ dying that death, shedding that blood, you who were once out of it altogether are in on everything. The was made things up between us that were now together on this, both non-Jewish outsiders and Jewish insiders. He tore down the wall that we used to keep each other at a distance. He replaced the law code that had become so clogged with fine print and footnotes that it hindered more than it helped. Then he started over. Instead of continuing with two groups of people separated by centuries of animosity and suspicion, he created a new kind of human being, a fresh start for everybody.
Christ brought us together through his death on the cross. The cross got us to embrace, and that was the end of hostility. Christ came and preached peace to you outsiders and peace to us insiders. He treated us as equals and so made us equals. Through him, we both share the same spirit and have equal access to the Father. That's plain enough, isn't it? You're no longer wandering exiles. This kingdom of faith is now your home country. You're no longer strangers or outsiders. You belong here, with as much right to the name Christian as anyone. God is building a home. He's using us all, irrespective of how we got here. In what he is building, he used the apostles and prophets for the foundation. Now he's using you, fitting you in brick by brick, stone by stone, with Christ Jesus as the cornerstoner that holds us all the parts together. We see it taking shape day after day, a holy temple built by God, all of us built into it, a temple in which God is quite at home.
Well, good morning again. It's such a pleasure to be with all of the uniformed organizations this morning. And I must say, you all look very smart in your uniforms this morning. You all look very put together across every single group we have. And here in the church, we've been going through a very special part of the Bible over the last few weeks. It's a letter called Ephesians. You can see it up there on the screen. It says, Ephesians, breaking down divisions. Now, Ephesians was an ancient city. Anybody have any guess which modern-day country was Ephesus in? Anybody have a guess? Yeah. Greece, that's a great guess. You're in the right general vicinity. Any other guesses? Which country do you think the city of Ephesus was in? And it's still there today. People, you can still go visit the ruins. It's quite impressive. It's been a country that's been in the news a lot recently because of an earthquake. Anybody have another guess? Let's see. Let's go on the other side here. What do you think? Say again. Syria, that's a great guess. That's also been in the news because of the earthquake. Let's see, what other countries have been in the news because of the earthquake? Turkey, yes, that is correct. Who here is going to say Turkey? Here's your hand, you're going to say Turkey. Yep, you got the right answers as well.
So, it was in the country of Turkey. And I have another question for you. Raise your hands. Who here has, let's see, who here has a brother? Who here has a brother? Okay, me too. Yeah. Who here has a sister? Okay. Who here has both brothers and sisters? Okay. Who here has a cousin? Yeah. Okay. Who here has at least one friend? I hope every hand's up. Yeah. Okay. Who here knows someone else at your school? Every hand should be up. Raise your hands. Yep. Right. Okay. So in one form or another,
We all know other people, don't we? Yes, we do. So here's another question. Who here has ever, and be honest, who here has ever had an argument or a disagreement with another person? Raise your hand, adults too. You ever had an argument or disagreement with another person? I'm not going forward till every hand is up. Both hands. Yep. Right? And if you've ever had a sibling, your hand should definitely be up, right? So here's the truth of it. Sooner or later in life, boys and girls, we're all going to disagree with someone, or someone's going to disagree with us. It's just part of human nature. We all have different beliefs, don't we? Different values, different ways of looking at the world. I've heard this morning promises made that you're going to be promised to be true to your beliefs, to think about your beliefs, to do your best, to be of service to others. But we're all different. We all come from somewhere different, don't we? Yes, we do. Now, if you didn't know, actually, let me ask you another question. How old do you think the church is? Not this church building, but the church across the world. How old do you think the church is? Anybody have a guess? How old is the church? Let's see here. How old do you think the church is?
About
20,000
years.
20,000 years? Why don't you take 10 off? 2,000, just over 2,000. You got most of the numbers right, though. That's very impressive, right? So the church has been around for just over a little more than 2,000 years, and that's a long time. We know that Jesus started the church, and we know that the very first people he asked to follow him, he called them apostles. All of these 12 apostles, they were all very different people. And you know what else? When you look through the Bible, we see that they had a lot of arguments and disagreements. And this pattern, to be honest with you, has continued throughout the history of the church. And do you know why there are so many arguments and disagreements in the church? Do you know why? Because the church is filled with people. And this is what we do as people. We all have different ideas, different beliefs. We have to find a way to live together, to work together, and to pursue common goals together. Because anytime there are people involved, there are going to be different ways of doing things, different ways of looking at the world. And there have to be things that have to be figured out. And this passage that Cameron and Faith read for us a few moments ago, it's all about working through disagreements. In the early years of the Christian faith, over 2,000 years ago, churches were based in cities and towns like Ephesus in Turkey, and they included all kinds of people from all kinds of backgrounds. And since the church was new, everyone who came to these churches was new at being a Christian. And so they had a lot to figure out. So another show of hands. Who here thinks that the worldwide scout and guide movement is a good thing? Raise your hand if you think it's a good thing. I hope every uniformed hand is up. Absolutely. And in this letter to the Ephesians that Cameron and Faith read for us, this passage, Paul, an apostle, is reminding these new Christians and reminding all of us that we can never take good things for granted. Every good thing we have takes dedication. It takes commitment, and it takes hard work, and it's a great privilege, I think, to be a part of the uniformed organizations. But all these good things you enjoy, all the activities you get to do, all the time you have together, it doesn't happen by itself, does it? It takes a lot of planning, a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of volunteering of time from your leaders as well. And in his letter to the Ephesians, Paul said exactly this. He said, "Don't take any of this for granted." He says, because of Christ, you who were once out of it are together now in everything. And he also wrote that the Messiah, Jesus, has made things up between us. So we're now together in all of this. He tore down the wall, the dividing wall, that used to keep each other at a distance. Now, boys and girls, Christians believe that Jesus gives us the best and clearest picture of God. If you want to know who God is, what God is like, Christians believe that we only need to look at Jesus. And again, from this text, Paul wrote, Jesus tore down the dividing wall we use to keep each other at a distance. So Jesus is in the business of breaking down divisions between people. And as human beings, we're so good at creating divisions between each other. We do it all the time, right? In some ways that are rather innocent, in some ways that are a little more severe. But the Bible tells us that we are meant to live differently. And by choosing to be a part of your uniformed organizations, you're already saying, I want to live differently. I want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And being a part of the worldwide scout and guide movement, by the way, I was a Cub Scout in the United States growing up. Good way to be. You're telling the world that you want to live with a sense of integrity. You want to be an example for others to follow. You want to live a life of service to others. And you've already promised again this morning to do so. You've already promised to think about your beliefs. You've promised to do your duty to the King. And now, going into another year with your groups, it's up to each of you to keep your promise. And I am sure that each of you will. In each of your lives, I am sure that you will think about how you can work to end division and break down walls of hatred, fear, and intolerance. And this is hard work, but it's good work you're doing. It's worth doing. When Paul wrote Ephesians, he knew this. He knew it would not be easy to convince people to get along with each other. But he knew it was very much worth doing. And I look around the church today, and personally, I feel very encouraged. I feel hopeful. Each one of you here today is proof to me that better days are coming. At the end of this passage in Ephesians, Paul talks about this new community, this new world being built brick by brick into something much greater than ourselves. And each of you here, I'm convinced each of you here is part of the solution. And so may God bless each of you. May God continue to bless the worldwide scout and guide movement. Amen.